Good afternoon. A weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is dragging some moisture through interior New York and New England today, mainly in the form of low clouds. We'll also see areas of drizzle around. Otherwise, some bright spots and hints of sunshine are possible, especially across the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern parts of New England. Temperatures will be mild, however, and readings in most places will be in the upper 40s to around 50, but locations that see a little more sun could even get into the lower 50s. Across the higher terrain, we do run the risk at a few flurries or snow showers, but temperatures will still be in the lower to mid 40s. A cold front will slide in from Canada late tonight and for the day tomorrow, producing mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will remain on the milder side overnight and generally go down into the mid and upper 30s for overnight lows. But on the other side of the front, a north-northeast wind flow will develop tomorrow, and with mostly cloudy skies, highs will be back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a complex storm system evolving out of the southeastern United States. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot out of the southeast and over top of us as we head into the early part of the week. The response at the surface will be a storm system along the eastern seaboard, which will intensify over the next couple of days. And as it heads through, we'll begin to see precipitation break out late on Sunday, but especially Sunday night into Monday, mainly in the form of rain showers in the valleys and snow showers in the mountains. As the storm makes its closest approach on Monday night into Tuesday morning, heavier precipitation will fall, and it looks like right now the valleys will see primarily rain and the mountains primarily snow and wind as the storm continues to track north and east past Cape Cod. Any change in the storm track or intensity could lead to huge changes in the forecast for early in the week, and this is certainly a developing and fluid situation. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms today and tonight for a large part of the southeastern United States. Strong instability in a heavily sheared environment will lead to multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms across the region. The severe weather threat will cover the full spectrum from isolated and strong tornadoes to very large hail and damaging winds. In addition, torrential rain associated with the strong to severe storms could produce localized flash flooding. Meanwhile, a series of Pacific storms will keep a vast majority of the western states in a wet regime. Rain and mountain snow will spread along nearly the entire west coast tonight and tomorrow. Snow will also spread and expand into much of the interior west. Heavy snow will be possible in association with this system once again across the mountains of California, as well as portions of the Great Basin, and winter storm warnings have been issued. Heavy rain is also expected at the lower elevations of California. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Brooksville, Florida, to a low of 8 below zero at Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 18 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:54 p.m., 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with pockets of drizzle tonight, lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid 40s, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs right around 50, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of light rain in southern New York and New England before the day is through, but mostly dry, lower 40s. Cloudy with light rain and snow developing on Monday, mid to upper 30s. More rain and snow on Monday night and again on Tuesday, mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, snow showers Thursday, upper 30s. And mostly cloudy with more snow showers possible Friday and highs in the mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.